For the nights I sat up with you, doctored and played with you, no charge. For the time and the tears and the cost through the years, no charge. And when you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. And after he read to the end of the letter, the little boy with tears in his eyes, he wrote to his mother, paid in full. Well, when I think about the cost of Calvary, Jesus paid it all. It costed him everything. And if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. And the very moment that Jesus shedded his blood for us, our debt was paid in full. So you went and you add it all up today. The cost of real love is no charge. Our scripture, if you will, you've heard one in your hearing, but this one's coming from Matthew chapter 18, verse 2 and 3. Matthew 18, 2 and 3. And it reads, Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And for a subject today, if you will, focus on the family and ask yourself this question. Are babies worth it? Are babies worth it? The Lord, amen. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your loving son, Jesus. God, we thank you for just being here on another Mother's Day. And Lord, use your word for your people, God. For I am just your vessel. Use me like you've never used me before, Lord. And bless us, Lord, as we leave this place, letting the world know that you live because you live in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And if you will, turn quickly again to Matthew chapter 28, 2 and 3. And then y'all can go back to sleep or text or whatever y'all do out there. I'm not sure. I haven't sat out there in so long. I'm not sure what you do out there. Because I know we used to hunch each other a long time ago and lean over and, you know, talk about people sometime. Oh, yeah, we wasn't always Christians sitting in here. And now y'all just send a text. Sometimes we on Facebook before we get out of church. All right. Well, Matthew chapter 2 again says, Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And the subject was, focus on the family. All right. Are babies worth it? Our purpose today, and I'm going to tell you right quick, this is going to be a quick, fast, and in a hurry sermon so you can get on with your day. Amen? Amen. Our purpose today is to show that the institution of the family is important in the scheme of God's creation. You see, some families consist of two people, three people, four, or even more people. But our spiritual family consists of all of God's children who are born again. Amen? Amen. The Bible says in John 3 and 7, marvel not that I say unto you, ye must be born again. Right. You see, first time we're born of the flesh. Yeah. And when Nicodemus didn't quite understand that as Jesus was talking to him, you're born as a child and you're reared up. All right. But then you have to be born of the Spirit of God. Uh-huh. That means you have to accept God as your Savior to save you because there is no other. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen? Amen. I remember when I was a young teenager, my mother came deathly ill. And we were in high school. One was in college. Two of us girls was in high school. And I remember that company had just left our house. It was around a holiday season, and company had just left, and it wasn't like mother to take ill, but she did, and she went to bed for a few days, and we thought maybe, just maybe she had the flu. It's all right. Babies cry. And we thought maybe she had the flu, So as we attended to her for the next few days, it didn't seem like she was getting any better.
All right.
And so when I went in there before I went to school one morning to check on her and see if she was okay, I could tell she was not okay. And I called Daddy to the room, and I said, something else is going on with Mom. And so Daddy told us to go on to school and that he was going to make sure that he took her to the doctor and checked her out and saw what was going on. So, of course, we went on to school, and I was worried about her throughout the day. But then we got that phone call.
Right.
They called us to the office, and they told us to come on over to Salisbury Rowan Hospital, where my mother was. And when we got there, Reverend Betts and my father was there, maybe some other people, I'm not sure. And they was letting us know that the doctor had given up and that she wasn't going to make it maybe through the night.
All right.
And I looked at my dad, but he looked at me like, this is not the end. That I serve a God who is a good God.
All right.
I serve a God who has all power in his hands.
Right.
And my dad also knew that he didn't want to have the task of losing a young wife and also raising three daughters and a new grandchild on the way, which I was pregnant at the time. So my dad went to the chapel right then at the hospital, and he began to pray.
All right.
He turned his plate down for 2 weeks. No water, no food. And he fasted unto the Lord. And even that next very morning, things began to turn around.
All right.
They told her that she had diabetes and that her sugar level was so high, they didn't understand how she even made it through the night. Amen?
All right.
But God that we serve, but God, hallelujah, Jesus, over 40 more years, she saw her children, her grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. Amen? You see, children are a heritage from God and a blessing from his hand. We are therefore accountable to him for loving, raising, shaping, and preparing them for life of service to the kingdom and to humanity. So I ask you, are babies worth it?
All right.
I am thankful that my mother did live and showed us how to become a good mother. Because I believe that just because you have a baby does not make you a mother. Come on, somebody. See, I was around a young lady who was a surrogate mother. So she wasn't the mother of the child that she was carrying. She was carrying a seed from a man and a woman just to host the baby because they couldn't have a child. But that didn't make her the baby's mother. That baby was of another race, so therefore, anybody that who is the host parent and that seed doesn't belong to them and the doctor places it in them, it could be of any race. It's not going to be your baby. That baby didn't look like her. It went to the parents and she didn't claim ownership of the baby.
All right.
Now, just because you have a baby, some babies are abandoned, abandoned to die. And we've heard those stories many, many times. Some babies are unwanted. Some babies' mothers can't handle it, and they leave them for someone else to raise.
All right.
And there are some babies who are just babies that nobody wants.
Well,
and they can't even find an adopted home for them a lot of times. They're tossed from place to place. But that doesn't make you a mother. But you know when you have a good mother, that's the one person, if you don't respect anybody else, I respect my mother. If you don't love anybody else, we love our mother. If we can't count on anybody else, we can count on our mother. And we'll never forget about our mama, so we call her. But we find out that it takes a lifetime to become a good mother. Because when we think we mastered one thing, that's when we realize that there is something new. And that we'll never know it all. Amen?
Amen.
Because as soon as we teach them how to sit up, now it's time to crawl. Well, then it's time to walk. Then it's time to wean them. So there's always something being a mother.
Right.
And then we begin to realize that we're not super mom.
Amen.
that we're going to make our share of mistakes as long as that child is going to make their share of mistakes as well. But we've got to keep on being the wind beneath their wings.
Well.
And there are so many unsung sheroes out there who are praying for their future.
All right.
Because somebody prayed for us. Amen?
All right.
And it's just like Jesus' mother Mary. As he began to grow, she stepped more into the background and allowed him to shine. Because she realized as a mother, and we should realize as a mother, that we can't save our children from every cross that they're going to have to bear. Because there's some crosses that we just can't save them from. Amen? And you know, when Jesus was on the cross on Golgotha Hill, and he looked down at his mother who was heartbroken, and he looked at his mother and said, "Mother, behold your son." And he looked at his beloved disciple, John, and he said, "Behold your mother." You see, Jesus was preparing her for his departure.
Right.
He knew he wasn't going to be very far away. He knew that the Holy Spirit was going to come. But physically, she didn't want to lose her son. Amen? Yeah. But that's the same thing it is with the Word of God. Just when we think we know everything, just when we think we're holier than thou, just when we think we're better than everybody else, just when we just think we got it going on and we don't make any mistakes, then life knocks you upside the head. And you didn't realize that it takes a lifetime to carry your cross, to hold up the bloodstained banner. You got to keep on praying, keep on loving others, and keep on keeping on. Amen?
Amen?
Now, no doubt, most parents have wondered from time to time if babies are really worth all the trouble they can sometimes cause them. After all, there is a fear of pain to experience. There are formulas to prepare. There are diapers to change. There are schedules to rearrange. There are decisions to make. There is furniture to buy. And, of course, there are bills to be paid. So we sometimes wonder, are babies really worth it? And besides all this, there are tears to dry. There are hurts to heal. Diseases to conquer. Toys to buy. Games to play. Clothes to wash. And problems to solve. And yet the list goes on, and we still ask ourselves the question, are babies really worth it? Well, we can't forget as the years go by, there must be discipline enforced. There are stupendous costs to education. And I always say, don't have any more than you can educate, amen?
Right.
And there are accidents, illnesses, and injuries. There can be situations that will cause us long, weary days and sleepless nights as parents. There is transportation to be provided for various school activities. And oh, those frustrating teenage years.
All right.
They're both hard on the teenager as well as the parent. I remember sometime I would put my kids on a punishment, and I was putting myself on punishment. And I thought about that thing. I done put them on a 2-week punishment. And I said, wait a minute, we got to cut this short because I'm on punishment. So I would go to them, and I said, come here. I'm going to give you one more chance. Don't act like I ain't the only one done this. Say, I'm going to give you one more chance.
All right.
But if you get in trouble again, it's going to be longer. But I'm going to let you off the hook this time. And, oh, of course, they said, yes, ma'am, mama, we got you this time. All right. So I asked yourself the question again, are babies really worth it? And I believe that every decent, respectable, loving parent will quickly answer a resounding yes.
All right.
So what if there are expenses to be paid, adjustments to be made, difficulties to overcome, problems to solve, cautions to be taken, burdens to borne, and so what if there are frustrations to be faced? Babies are still worth it. And the reason why babies are worth it, all the parents may have to face, is that the joys outnumber the sorrows. The blessings outweigh the burdens. The delights outlast the dread. And the triumph outlives the trouble. Now, as I close, go ahead and tell somebody I'm about to close. Y'all didn't believe me. Now that I've said all that to say this, what about spiritual babies born into the family? Ask yourself, are they worth it? Are they worth the extra expense and cost to us? Are they worth the prayers that we pray for their salvation?
Well,
are they worth the time we invest witnessing to them? Are they worth the rides to and from church if needed? Now, before you answer too quickly, remember that it may involve changes in the way you do things, mm-hmm. some sleepless nights in prayer, solving some difficult problems,
uh-huh.
and sacrificing on our part, which may involve denying ourselves of some of the things that we want,
all right.
in order to provide some of the things that they want or need. So ask yourself the question again, are babies worth being born into the kingdom of God?
Right.
Well, I say babies are worth being born into the kingdom of God, because without babies into the kingdom won't grow. We all need to nurture one another.
Right.
We all come in this thing at different levels.
Right.
And when we come at different levels, somebody needs to take somebody under their wings
right.
and love them,
right.
show them the way. Yes, spiritual babies are worth it.
Uh-huh.
Because if we don't have spiritual babies, our church is not going to grow.
Right.
If we don't have physical babies, our church is not going to grow.
Yeah.
Amen? So somebody nurtured you.
All
somebody
right.
prayed for you. Right. Somebody brought you to church.
Right.
Somebody showed you the way.
Right.
So it's time that you get up and show somebody else the way.
All right.
Spiritual babies are worth it.
Uh-huh.
We've got to show them the way that Jesus Christ to Jesus Christ, because they're looking for answers.
All right.
Just like we look for answers.
Well,
they want to know that we serve a God of second chances. We serve a God who is the lily of the valley.
Yeah.
We serve a God who is Omega and Alpha and Omega,
yeah.
the beginning and the end.
Mm-hmm.
That we serve a loving God. That we serve a God who has all the answers. They want to know what they must do to be saved and stay saved.
Uh-huh.
You see, so many times, so many people walk out the door because nobody's being an example to them. Nobody's showing them the way. Nobody's talking to them. Nobody's helping them. Even young mothers who are talked about,
well,
they need somebody to wrap their arms around them,
right.
help them and love them,
yeah.
show them the way. Show them the way, because Jesus said, I've gone away to prepare a place for you.
Right.
And if I go away to prepare a place for you, I will return.
Uh-huh.
He's coming back again real soon.
Yeah.
And he's coming with all power in his hands.
Right.
He's already defeated death.
Uh-huh.
Oh, death, where is thy sting?
Well,
and oh, grave, where is thy victory?
Uh-huh.
See, Jesus Christ is coming back again
right.
one day. And you got to be ready. And we've got to always gather around each other,
well,
love one another. See, somebody's on milk today,
uh-huh.
but somebody's on meat today.
Well,
and if you're the ones that are mature Christians today, it is your job. It is your job. It is up to you to reach out and love somebody. Amen.
Amen.
If you will, stand to your feet.